USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The House Appropriations Committee is focusing on border security in the DHS appropriation bill. The spending measure emphasizes restarting border wall construction to address the southern border crisis. The bill allocates over $2 billion for wall construction and mandates completion within 120 days. A woman tragically fell to her death while attempting to climb a border fence with Mexico in California. The incident occurred Friday afternoon near the Otay Mesa port of entry in San Diego. Since 2019, the San Diego border has witnessed at least 16 fatal falls and over 400 reported injuries. The U.S. Border Patrol is currently investigating this incident. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been cleared of all charges and will retain his office. State senators deliberated on 16 articles of impeachment, ultimately acquitting him. Here's Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
This judgment will be filed with the Secretary of State, and Attorney General Warren Kenneth Paxton Jr. is hereby, at this moment, reinstated to office.
To remove Paxton from office, he would have needed to have been convicted on just one of the articles. The accusations revolved around alleged misuse of his office to assist a political donor. Negotiations have resumed between United Auto Workers and two of the big three automakers.
Roughly 13,000 workers have walked off the job at manufacturing plants in several states after a deal was not reached by Thursday night's deadline. This worker is among those on strike.
I think we deserve more pay. I've been here 24 years and ain't had a raise in 8 years.
General Motors CEO Mary Barra tells CBS that UAW's demands are not sustainable.
We have to make sure the company's going to succeed for the next 115 years.
President Biden says auto workers deserve fair wages and benefits.
The bottom line is that auto workers help create America's middle class.
Two White House advisors are in Detroit to try and bring both sides to a new contract agreement. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
Police in New York investigating a fentanyl-related death at a daycare center involving a child. Laura Winters has more.
Detectives in New York City blaming our wide-open southern border and an endless supply of fentanyl coming across for killing a child. Police in New York City say a one-year-old boy is dead and three other children, including a baby girl, are in the hospital after eating the drug at a daycare center in the Bronx. Firefighters responding to the scene wearing breathing equipment, as initially it was believed they were responding to a carbon monoxide leak. Detectives still trying to figure out who brought the drug into the facility.
Kansas has stopped altering transgender individuals' birth certificates to align with their gender identities. The state health department's announcement Friday is based on a recent law asserting that the state is not obliged to acknowledge the gender of transgender individuals. Republican State Attorney General Chris Kobach clarified that the law not only bars future alterations, but also mandates the reversal of any prior changes made to official records. Today marks Mexico's Independence Day, commemorating the Cry of Independence on September 16, 1810, a call for freedom from Spanish rule. The cry, culminating in Viva Mexico, was initiated by priest Miguel Hidalgo y Castilla, advocating for an end to Spanish dominance, racial equality, and land redistribution. The speech ignited the Mexican War of Independence in 1810. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.